I apologize about the Vadas and the Leviathan and all that somebody in the Shire back then felt was necessary to go. Here we go. Zakti Gemara. Amalei Ravachim Redi Ravadi Ravashi. Rabbi Pachomo was Mechadish that in Gleam of Tidach Rehr Kronach Averi. You can pick up. And we don't say it's a problem of Chav Lachem. Where is the Arrive in the Mishnah? Mishnah is talking about a case where you all picked it up together. You have two people having a fight. I say Talis is mine. You say Talis is yours. We're passing it. Like, for whatever reason, passing it. Like, but you see, Bechal, where is there a case in the ratio? Is there a case, Bechal, they picked it up together? Who said they picked it up together? Nobody said they picked it up together. He didn't say. What's going on over here? So Mishnah said there's no right for the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah, in the ratio of the Mishnah, there's no case. Two people picked it up together. It's not the case. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. I say the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Listen carefully. Check the Ramban, the Ritva. Chlusha Ramban today, because it's the clearest. Check the Tzav Rosh. I don't understand. Of course, there's a riot from the ratio. He asked me, where in the ratio was there a case where two people picked it up together? Each guy says it's mine. Each guy says it's mine. Each guy's claiming I picked it up alone. Each guy's claiming I picked it up alone. The answer is very simple. Only twice in the Gemara, on the Bezim and Bez, on the Gilam and Elf. Tomorrow said that the ability in our mission to go to Yachleku is because we take on that both guys picked it up together. Anyway, Shnei Vat Yadad Yagu. Where does the Gemara say this? Twice. One is in the Bezim and Bez. Gemara asked the Kash and said, how can you swear Chetzi Shali? Then when we see the Loike Benanas, one of them is swearing falsely. The Gemara says, not false. It's not a Shua Shaker. We both picked it up together. That's one place, right? The second place was in the Gemara and Alting. Gemara asked the Kash and said, why over here do we do Yachleku over the Yemunach? So what they're going to answer, because over there it's not Chalukah Chalukah Chalukah, over here it's Chalukah Chalukah Chalukah. Why is it called Chalukah Chalukah Chalukah? Because it could be both guys picked it up together. So twice, there are two locations where the Gemara says the Pesach of Yachleku is based on Hanocha that maybe they both picked it up together. In fact, all the Rishayim, so you have a Raya from the Reisha. There are two who pick up something together, they're both Kaima. Because it's true that in the Reisha, each guy said Kulosh, each guy said Kulosh. Each guy is Avada not claiming that he picked it up together. Both the Gemara's Kasha. Where did Rabbi Chama find the right when two people pick it up together? They're claiming for each other because how much we have to tell us about the Mishnah is not talking about a case where they both picked it up together. The Mishnah is talking about a case where they picked it up alone. In fact, all the Rishayim are not true. What they're claiming is kulashali. But the reason why we do Yachleku is because we say they both picked it up together. Sai and the Bezim and Bez, that's why it's not kulashul shaker. Sai and the Gyom, that's why we don't do Yemunach. Hakasha, what's this now? You take on the both guys picked it up together. What's it going to help you both picked it up together? Nobody's crying when you picked it up together. Because if you all do the chablach here, it's a mitzia. And nobody's picking up for each other. Elamai Zariah, that Amir Yosef Be'er, Kwan Chaver. Because how could the Gemara say twice in that Be'ez and Be'ez? And that Gemara Manal, that the reason why we give you Yachleku is because we take on they both picked it up together. What's it going to help you pick it up together? When you pick something up together, Reizu Kwan Chazaka Be'karka, Reizu Kwan Chazaka Be'karka. The answer is Amir Yosef Be'er, Kwan Chaver. So Mela, there's a raya from the Reisha. There is a raya from the Reisha that two people took up something together, they're both kinda. Because since the Pesach of Yachleku is based on the Hanocha of Emor, Hadi Adad Yagbo, maybe they both picked it up together. Since they both picked it up together, so Mela, what does it help they both picked it up together? Well, you know, why are you giving Yachleku? Because they both picked it up together. He's standing Kulashali, ignore him. He's standing Kulashali, ignore him. We know what happened. We take on what happened was that they both picked it up together. Was it that they both picked it up together? Nobody's crying when you both picked it up together. Reizu Koranachas Gavi Kaka, Reizu Koranachas Gavi Kaka. So blab Zetker. The answer must be that one guy's crying for each other. Male effect, all the Rishonim, the Gemara is Greek, the Gemara doesn't make sense. The same effect, the Tzav Rosh, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Ramban. Was it in the right? There's a right. So it's not very slowly. It's very interesting. It's fascinating. You all noticed this morning that the Tzav Rosh only asks some bananas. I started with my introduction today and said twice the Gemara said that our Gemara, our mission of Yachleku is based on a Hanukkah that they both picked it up. One was on the base of base on the Shua. How can you swear Shua Sheker that half is yours, half is yours, but it's not true? The answer is no, it could be true. And the second place is where what? The Gemara says in Gimel Manah, points to the Yemuna. So the Gemara says, okay, it's a Chalukah for Osemis, so that's about the Rame, it's not Chalukah for Osemis. Fascinating, did you notice? The Tzeis Rosh only asked the Kasha from that base of the base, from Benanos. The Gemara says, how can you swear Chetzi, how can you swear Chetzi, it's not true, it's a Shua Sheker, it's a Shua Shof. The Gemara says, no, they could be the both picked it up together, so it's not necessarily Sheker. But there's another Gemara that says Meforish that it has to be Eimer Bahadi Adal Yagbua. The Gemara that answers Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon on the Gemara with Aleph from Yemunah, from Mona Shlishi. He didn't ask him that, do you notice? By the way, the taste of Rosh, because he doesn't ask for it, gets out of it very simply. You know what he says? Anachanami. You want to know there's a riot from the Mishnah? Who says the Mishnah stims with bananas? It doesn't stim with bananas. Maybe it doesn't stim with bananas. Anachanami. Maybe the guy's lying. Maybe it's not when he swears half and he swears half. It's not going to swear in the show. How do we let a guy swear a Shua Sheker? We don't all like bananas. That's why the Tzeis Rosh, if you look at his way, it's very short Tzeis Rosh. He says there's a kasha from bananas. How can you come along and say that you swear I a Shua Sheker? It must be they both picked it up together. They both were kind of. The answer is no, the Mishnah doesn't sit with bananas. They don't pick it up together. And they weren't kind of. And each one of them is lying. And we let a guy lie. It's only bananas holds like that. But all this sheet is all that you can make a Shua even though it's a Sheker. 1 second. It's correct, and he's saying that you can't bring a raya from Rav Chaim, because maybe the Mishnah is not like bananas. I don't think Gemara says that over there, but they were saying Rav Chaim had a raya. A raya you don't have, because the Mishnah could be not like bananas. That's what the Tzeis Rosh speaks out. A raya you don't have. How do you swear? Bananas says you can't swear. It's about a sheker. Nishkefalach. So the Mishnah does just do with bananas, but that's not called a raya. It's fascinating. He doesn't know what he means. Frekeh Hakasha, okay, loves up bananas. But the Gemara of Gimel and Aleph said, "Sailor Rabbi Yosi, sailor at the Rabban in order to answer the kasher from Mona Shlishi. Why over there you have Munach and Oviach? Like the Gemara says, over here is Chalukah for Elzemes. They can both pick it up. And all the Rishonim asked from there, and the Rosh didn't ask from there. By the way, Tosfos doesn't ask the kasher b'chal. It's a very weird zach. Tosfos doesn't even bother to ask the kasher. Why does he ask the kasha? Because he meant like Tzeis Rosh is there. It's like bananas. It's giving a raya from bananas. So it's not like bananas. So you'll swear the sheker. But what happened to the Gemara of Gilo and all? Where did Chalukah Chalas Emes disappear to? So my introductory word over here is, the introduction is that there's a big machlikas over here in Shnei Meros and Metallus. Even though I promised you that we're finished with it, but we're never finished with it. On the first, the second, and third, and the fourth day of this man, we bumped into an entity called Chalukah Chalas Emes, correct? We only did the Chalukah Chalas. I'll take for an example. Tosfos says in the Beis Manav, remember? Way back when, which was Chodesh Adar. I can't even say I'm Paul Dan or the Toif anymore. Yeah? And what? We said way back when, exactly 4 months ago, minus a day, we brought down, the Tosfos says, the reason why I make Yachalukah is because Anansadi, whatever Anansadi meant, we give each guy half because Anansadi high, Mansadi high. So we asked back then, so what's in a Chalukah Chalas Emes means who cares? But there's an Anansadi, right? So what do we say back then? We don't do corrupt things. We don't do avlas. We don't do things which are inherently corrupt. We don't do things which are inherently moshkas. We don't do things which is inherently an avla. We don't do things which are avlas. Chalukah Chalas Emes. And we spoke about it back then, that that's the side of a Chalukah Chalas Emes. We don't do things which are corrupt. Bezin is not going to go give up sack, which is fundamentally a corrupt thing. What's not a corrupt thing? You're taking away from this guy. We spoke already back then on the first day of the month, that as opposed to common wisdom, before you stop bumming seeds, Achalikus is not a grape sock, by the way. Nishtahin, nishtahar, you're taking from one guy, giving to another guy. Somebody's losing out. The Teretz is, it's not fundamentally corrupt, it's not Vadei corrupt sock, because Achalikus is Emes. I want to say it's over Nifla. For the din of Chalukah Chalas Emes, Tosfos and the Rosh didn't ask. Why? How could it be Emes? Maybe both guys picked it up. Both guys picked it up. And they're not acquainted with each other, it's Efker, so. The answer is, you're right. It could be it's Efker. And it could be neither was kind of, but corrupt, it's not corrupt. So when the Gemara said, Enech Chalukah Chalas Emes, when the Gemara said that our mission is Yesh Chalukah Chalas Emes, why is Chalukah Chalas Emes? If one guy picked it up for sure, so then it's not Chalukah Chalas Emes, it's not fair. That's a corrupt psak, right? You're taking it from one guy and giving it to another. But if it could be that both guys picked it up together, so then the psak's not corrupt, why is it not corrupt? They both picked it up together. If they both picked it up together, they're not koina because Menachas Agavikaka, Menachas Agavikaka. They're talking not koina. It's talking hefker. But the Pesach's not corrupt. I'm not taking it from anybody. I'm not taking it from one person. So when the Gemara said Chalukah Chalas Emes because both guys picked it up, it doesn't mean that both guys picked it up and they were both koina. Both guys picked it up and they weren't koina because Menachas Agavikaka. And I don't hold my grievous Elohim Eret. Aye, so why give me to them? Why is Chalukah Lazem? Chalukah Lazem means I know that the Chalukah is true. Chalukah Lazem says we're not going to make a psak that's corrupt. Now, the minute that both guys picked it up together, so corrupt, it's not corrupt anymore. I, both guys picked it up together, it could be that nobody was kainah. Why could it be that nobody was kainah? Because Menachas Gavikar. Because it's not Hanami, nobody's kainah. It's Hefka, but corrupt, I'm not corrupt. I'm taking away from Hefka, I'm not taking away from anybody who owns it. Mela, from the etzim din of Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes, if it means not to be corrupt, there's no kasha. Maybe they both picked it up together. And maybe they're not kaina. And maybe Rami Bachama is wrong. And there's no right to Rami Bachama. You need Chalukah Yos Emes. Chalukah Yos Emes doesn't mean I need to know that it belongs to both of them. Chalukah Yos Emes means I just need to know that it wasn't one of theirs. Once both guys picked it up, so maybe it's Hefker, and Ochanami, nobody's kind of, but corrupt, it's not corrupt, I'm not doing an apple. That's Nifla Mo'oid, Namita Shotaira, why the Rosh didn't ask from there. It's Nifla Mo'oid Mamish. What did the Rosh ask? But the Gemara says in that Beis Mebeis, that when you swear that half is yours, are you swearing that half is yours? How can you swear that half is yours? You're swearing that half is yours, that's really Emes. How could that be? You both picked it up together. What do you both picked it up together? But nobody was kind, it was half. Because how can you swear that half is yours? It's Menachas Gavikarka. So nobody was kind. So corrupt, it's not corrupt. But you can't go swear that it's yours. Maybe it's half. And then he says, Lachanami, it doesn't stick with Menachas. It's Nifla Moed Lamita Shotar. So we have over here, but let's continue now our journey. Just beginning. But the Rishonim, who did ask the Kasha from that Gimel, so the Kasha from that Beis HaMeveis, where how can you go swear that half is yours when you both picked it up together, if Rabbi Bachama is not true and you weren't Kaina? So Avada. That's a Kasha. How can you swear half is yours when you weren't Kaina? It's Efker. Menachas Agavi Karaka, Muzai Rabbi Bachama is right. That's a Kasha. The answer is Nishkefel, the Mishnah wants to learn about Nanas. But the Kasha from Gimel, where it says that in order to do Yachleku, you shouldn't be a Vada Rami, it has to be not a Vada Rami, it has to be not corrupt, not Avla. An Avla it's not. Maybe nobody's kind. So nobody's kind. I'm just saying, but an Avla I'm not doing. That's Nifl Moy, that's Amita Shotori, why the Rosh didn't ask from there. The Rishonim, here we have a big, he's a Galus over here. But the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, all asked from there. The Ran, four big Rishonim did ask from there. What's the kasha? I said a teretz. And Nachanami, they both picked it up together. It's not corrupt because maybe nobody was kind of, but it's Hefker. What's the problem? Is they learned up a new understanding that Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes doesn't mean they're not doing something corrupt. Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes means that we nemon that that's what happened. If you look carefully in the lashon of the Ran says Amrinon. The Ritva Chadosh, by the way, says Talinon. According to Pshat Tosfos Rosh, Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes doesn't mean I take on, they both picked it up. It could be they both picked it up. It's not corrupt. Amrinon, we take on, they both picked it up. Talinon, we take on, they both picked it up. The Tzvah says a lashon of Talinon, the Chiddush Ran says a lashon of Amrinon. What do you mean Amrinon? For Pshat number one, Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes doesn't mean I nemon like that. Chalukah means I take on, that's what happened. It's not corrupt, because it could be the possibility. So it's not Vade corrupt. They're not doing a Vade Avla, because it could be they both picked it up together. The minute they both picked it up together, and Avla it's not. Maybe they weren't kaina. So they weren't kaina again. Shalom Hazel. Mashenkein, the Rishonim learned up that the Pshat in the Gemara, by the way, Ashreinu Matoy Chokeinu, we got to the Alchazamad Aleph. And we have over here a Machlekes Rishonim, what does Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes mean? This rule, what do I need for Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes? According to the Tais of Rosh and Taisus, what I need for Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes is I shouldn't be corrupt. So I can have two people who picked it up. It's not corrupt anymore. Either they weren't Kaina, because Menachas Gavikarka Beseder, it's Hefker. Beseder. But corrupt is not corrupt. But all the other Rishonim took on, the Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes means that I'm Rinon. You know why I'm doing a Chalukah? You know what allows me to do a Chalukah? Because I nem on. I'm nemming on. I'm Rinon. I'm being toilet. That's what happened. Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes doesn't just mean there's a vague possibility that it's not corrupt. Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes means that in order for me to go do the Psak of a Chalukah, there has to be a reasonable chance that the Psak is Emes. Not just that it's not corrupt. It has to be that the Psak has a reasonable chance that it's Emes. Talinon. I'm Rinon. Oh, it's Talinon. It's Rinon. How could it be a reasonable chance that it's Emes? Two guys picked it up together. It's Menachas Gavikarka, Menachas Gavikarka. Nobody was claiming it's Hefker. So what's up, is he giving each guy half? The answer is, I'm like, we're going to see the Kana Chavera, but I said, each one's kind of for the other. Hayetz Mitvareinu is that we have in front of us a world war. What is the fundamental requirements for something to be called Chalukah Yechol Yos Emes? Which is one of the cornerstones of the Perek, of when do you do Yachleku? According to the Tais HaRosh and Taisus, the cornerstone is that It just needs to not be corrupt. So as long as there's a possibility that one guy didn't pick it up, as long as possibility that two guys picked it up together, it's already not corrupt. Were they coined? They weren't coined. They're a tefker. We're not going to make karka. I don't care. Corrupt. It's not corrupt anymore. An avl. It's not an avl. But the other Rishonim in the Chalukah of Chazamis is the order that in order to go give a psak yachleku, there has to be a reasonable chance that the psak is MS. And the only way the psak is MS, they both picked it up together and they're both kind of half, and that has to come on to Rivitzi Lechavera, Kona Chavera. Otherwise, it's Menachas Agabi Karka. That's a world war. That's this Galilei Neno over here on the Chesam and Aleph. What does it mean, Chalukah Yachleku Leah Zemes? It's not Avla, or we Nemon, we have a Siba to give you half. That's the Aleph. Memelo. Let's go now to part two. Who says that's maybe either they made a mistake, somewhere you see, whatever. We say they're lying. No, they'll. It's a good time, so they're lying. Whatever it is. I don't know. You can take it, everyone. You work it out. Hey, you're asking a good hour, by the way. Okay? Either way, let's continue. Factory Shine and Makasha. It's a good hour. Factory Shine and Makasha. Factory Shaina Makasha. How can you? Why is the Gemara say over here? Listen to what Rishayna means. It's such tifa lumdus. It's shocking. Factory Shaina Makasha. I don't understand. So how could you go? How could the Gemara say there's no raya? Here's a raya from the Rishon. Why are you doing Yachleku? Because I'm reading. We take on. They picked it up together. It's half good. Answer. No, they're kind for each other. What did Rishayna answer? I want to speak this out by heart. The Ran brings down B'shem the Rabban a very, very complicated answer. Or it's like this. Be'etzem, I want to say a few things. If you look in the Chidushi Aran, the Chidushi Aran says a mavol dekazach. Now listening. Yeah. He says a mavol dekazach. He says a machanami. When the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah to Rabbi Rachama, where's the raya from the Mishnah? Zemir Kulishon Makudit wants to speak it out. He says a mavol dekazach. He says when the Gemara brought a raya from the Reisha to the Mishnah, the raya was from this kasha. Did you see that in the Chidushi Aran? The Chidushi Aran changed the shot in the Gemara. But the Gemara started off and said, where did Rabbi Rachama learn that from? The Reisha? So Gemara said, wait, how do you know the Gemara told this moment? What do I mean? The Reisha doesn't say anything about doing it. He says, it's Kulishon Makudit. Where's the Shnayim Shekh be with it? That's not the Gemara. He says, the Chidushi Aran, that what the Gemara meant to say was this a raya from the Reisha? Why is it a raya from the Reisha? Because we pass in Yachleku. And why do we pass in Yachleku? Why do we pass in Yachleku? Because it's Chayli Yasemes. How's it Chayli Yasemes? They both picked it up together. It's Menachas Agabi Karka. It must be Yamek Bishel Chayli Havero. That means more exact. The first Shein Chidush Aran says that this Kasha is such a powerful Kasha. That's what the Gemara meant. The Gemara didn't mean to bring a Raya from the Lashon of the Rage. The Gemara knows. Zemer Kulish. Zemer Kulish. It was just a cup. The Raya to begin with, there was Taka Raya. The Gemara was asking the Kasha. Says the Chidush Aran, the Gemara freaks this Kasha. In fact, the Gemara, Amalei, the Heiliger, Ravachabre, the Ravad, the Ravashi, do you get from Reisha? You didn't marry Reisha, if it's from the Reisha. What's the from the Reisha? Says the Chidush Aran, if it's from the Reisha, then what? Then why do you do Yachleiku? Favos, why do you do Yachleiku? It's not Chalukah Chayes MS. How can they both pick it up together? The Raya was from this Kasha. This was the Raya. The Raya was. What are you passing Yachleku? Don't you know there's a Gemara that says you have to have Chalukah Chayes MS? And in order to have Chalukah Chayes MS, mostly they both picked it up together. And in order to have Chalukah Chayes MS, they both picked it up together and they're both kind of. Don't you know that? Don't you understand that? So, this was the Gemara's Kasha, slowly. So now we've arrived. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So now we're in hot water. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? What's the Gemara answer? Now we're in Greek land. What's the Gemara answer? No, it's all right. Why not? So what? Big spiel. Who cares? What's the answer? Bishlema, if you learn the Gemara, Shitchi is the superficial. The Gemara's Kasha was. The Rashi is talking about two guys picked it up. So the Gemara didn't pick it up. Each guy says it's wine. That's the only Gemara if you're in Daf Yomi, right? I don't think Gemara. The Gemara's looking for a case of Shnayim Shekh Biu. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? I picked it up. Like, no. That's not a Kasha. The Gemara meant to ask, says the Chidush Aran, does freak the Gemara? The Gemara's right is from the Yechayli Yosemes. Yeah, Rabbi Lieberman doesn't believe me. Yeah, Rabbi Lieberman, after how long are you here already? A year? You need another, at least 5 years until you trust me. Yeah, at least. Yeah. Marriage is about trust. Bai is Nemon. So what's Nemon mean? Nobody knows what it means. Like, the guy's all desperate to talk about Shaduchim. What do you have in your minds, day and night? Nemon means trust. I tell you that the Chidush Aran says it, you can say, Yishama Eden don't trust anybody. Yeah. Okay, look it up. I know you're nervous. Check it up now. TNT. Yeah. Mikey's just going on the new door. I know that. No, I know you don't. I know you don't trust Bill Demon. I thought it was my guy. Yeah. Check. Mikey, check. It's there. It's there now. Here I go through. My age. And after I leave him in check, if the Ran said what I quoted from the Ran that I saw an hour ago, am I saying no? But Michael doesn't trust me. How long are you here? 5 years and don't trust me. I'm going to retire. I said, don't trust. You have to trust me. You have to take an open for the Shavan. Right? You opened one this morning? Different topic. That's about if I trust you. Yeah. You're listening? Did you mean you found it? I'm waiting. You stole him all alone. What? He said something like that? On the spot. Listen carefully. Zoktis Lushan Adova Niflo. Zoktis Lushan Aran. That's the kasha. Does fuck the Gemara. Yeah, I said, no, that's the kasha. What's the question from the ratio? Does fuck the Gemara. That was the Gemara's kasha. Does fuck the Gemara. You saw it? You said it? Yeah. Here's the big riddle. So what did my answer? Now we're in a big riddle end. Yeah, my son. Boss answered, what do you call it? Icicle. She goes, who's that? So what? How'd you answer the kasha? Big raid now. How'd you answer the kasha? If that was the Gemara's kasha, would you answer the kasha? Icicle. She would say that. But the reason why the Rosh, the Rabban, the Ran, the Rashba asked from where? Not the Rosh. He asked from that Gimel was because you need a real Chalik Chol Zemes. So it's not, because I'm a Yiddish Sefer, all the Kona Chaveru, so it's been a Chazik Abi Karkar. So how do you answer the Kasha? I say Kusha, Yishakayat, Big Spiel. Says the way he called such Tiferet, he says like this. He says, Lo'olam, it could be, after the Gemara, a whole Teretz, a Gansa Maiser. It's a Tiferet. After the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Muhammad has no right from the Rish. How can you, why not? Ali, why are you giving it? Because you're taking on that it's MS. Taking on that both the guys picked it up, right? Both guys picked it up, there's a problem with Nachas Gavri Karka. So why does Rabbi Muhammad not have a Raya? There's a Raya, otherwise how could be both? He says, because each guy says his mind, who cares? Halloi, if you don't hold a Rabbi Muhammad, that means if both guys picked it up, it's still what? Let's go back again. Halloi, if you don't hold like Rabbi Muhammad, if you're telling me there's no right to Rabbi Muhammad, if you tell me two guys picked it up, I mean, see, it's still what? It's still Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody, right? So if it doesn't belong to anybody, so then we still have a problem. So how are you giving the guy here? What are you talking about doing an Avla? They don't hold the Avla business. They hold the Tam that it's Hefker is not enough, correct? I have to take on. That was the Kash the Kash. Otherwise there's no Kash over there. The minute that it's Hefker, or it's still Hefker, Avla it's not. The Teretz is not enough to be not an Avla. It has to be what? Then I'm having on to the tools. So what does Avla again? He says the whole speech. He says like this. It's true. Says the Ritva B'Shem, says the Chiddush Rabbi B'Shem the Rabban. It's true that the reason why we're doing Achleik is we take on that as both of yours. How do we take on that as both of yours? Because you both picked it up. I went Achas Gavri Karka. Nobody was Kohen. The answer is nobody was Kohen. Maybe it's Hefker. Maybe Rabbi Chava is wrong. Maybe we don't say Achleik is Hefker. Maybe it's Chav L'Acherim. If it's Hefker, so how can you pass Achleik? The answer is it's Hefker, but it's not Hefker. How could be Hefker, not Hefker? He's not worried to Gazach. What's Hefker mean? Hefker means that everybody can go take it, right? In this talus, nobody can take it except for these two, even on the tzad that it's Hefker. Why? A third guy turns up. Listen to this. And the Chiddush Rabban says, everything I'm going to say, Mr. Third Guy, who's the third guy? The guy in the world out there. It's Hefker, right? Third guy turns up and he says, I want it. What do we tell him? You want it? Go fly a kite. Why go fly a kite? So I'm a Kulishali. He said, Kulishali. Now, if the two gentlemen would have come to Bezdin and they would have said, we picked it up together. So if picking up something together doesn't work, so then Avada could a third guy come? Zechar, Zefkar. If not like Ramah Muhammad, in the world, not like Ramah Muhammad. But over here, that's not what they claimed. Each guy claimed what? Zemakulishali. Each guy got up and said, it's mine. First of all, it's could a third guy come into Bezdin and say, listen here, guys, it's Zefkar, I'm taking it. What's that one say? Says the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva. Of course not. Chas v'shalom. A third guy can't come in. Why not? Why can't the third guy be a lamdin? Listen carefully. I'm asking the critical question now. Why can't the third guy be a lamdin and come into Bezdin and say, commanded, Alam Dishagai, Alam Dishaganov. He says, why are you Bezdin Paskin Yachlaiko? Because you're taking on that both guys picked it up together. On the tzad that both guys picked it up together, it's Hefker. Because it's Menachas Gabi Karka. Could a guy come and do such a thing? Yes, Al Lamdin. Guy walks into Bezdin and he says, hey, look at Bezdin, why are you passing Yachlaiko to Reuven and Shimon? Because Chalukichos MS, he's taking on, they both picked it up together. You're taking on that it's theirs. How did it become theirs together? Because they both picked it up together. But they're not crying if you hold Menachas Gabi Karka. They're not crying if you don't like Rav Bachama. The answer is, that what? So I want it. Could he say that? Could he say to Bezdin, you guys are paskin in Yachleiku because you're taking on, they picked it up together, they picked it up together. If that's what happened, it's Hefker, I want it. Could he do that? Says the Rabban, says the Israel, you can't do it. Why not? Because in the world of Tainis, these gentlemen are not tining. They're not tining, we picked it up together. If they were tining, we picked it up together. You come and say, I want it, because it's Hefker, Vakasha, and Chanami. But they're not tining, they picked it up together. What are they tining? What's tining say? What are they tining? That time is ever coolishly, ever coolishly. Third party is complete out of the picture. Each guy's holding on to the towels and saying coolishly. So when a third guy's going to turn up, in the world of tainus, we kick them out. I'm going to ask you another, I'm going to repeat the question again because the producer around repeats this question. I don't understand. You're naming on they picked it up together, or you're not naming on they picked it up together? The answer is, says the producer around, we know for sure they picked it up together. We know for sure they picked it up together that the Kula Shali is a Sheker, Chas V'Shalom. We don't know for sure. There's a possibility, correct? It's Yechayel Elias Emes. So in the world of Tainis, I'm Taining Kula Shali. A third guy is a Mechutzif can come in and say to me, hey, I'm Taining this, Talas is mine, and yet a guy grabbed it. A third guy says, well, maybe it's mine. I'm taking it from Hefker, just a cup, you're not a part. I said, Kula Shali, get lost. You say Kula Shali. So we have a very interesting situation. Watch. A third guy, the rest of the world is Mesulik from this talus. The rest of the world can't get hold of this talus. Bezdin won't let him get hold of the talus, by the way. You're talking Bezdin won't let him get hold of the talus, but Bezdin giving these guys Yachleiku because they both picked it up together. If they both picked it up together, it's after that the guy take it. No. That's between the two of them. But Klapi, the outside world, there's nobody in the outside world that can get hold of such a thing. You hear my son, what's the Because Klapi, the outside world, they're tiny Kulishali Kulishali. We don't know for sure, it's not true. Is Betarus tightness? About the third guy comes along and steps on the thing, get the cup, get lost. It's either his or it's his, it's not yours. You're not tiny Kula Shali. You want to be Zechem and a Hefker, right? There's a guy who says Kula Shali and he's holding on to it. There's another guy who says Kula Shali, he has Tfisas, we say Kula Shali. Klapi, the outside world, for sure they're called Tfisas. They might not be called Tfisa, each one Klapi each other, because holding on to it equally. But Klapi, the outside world, the rest of the outside world can go fly a kite. So you have a very rare situation. You have a scenario, Moiv Rabbeisai, where this talus is out of range for everybody in the world. Nobody in the world can touch it. There's only two people in the world who can get hold of this thing. Reuven and Shimon. That's called Yechayel Elias Emes. That's not just corrupt. So even on the tzad that they wouldn't be koinei, even on the tzad that it's Hefker, but the psak is a psak Emes because there's nobody else who can get it. So we say it like this. We only do a psak when it could be Emes. And we take on they both picked it up. If they both picked it up, maybe they're not kind it. You're right, they're not kind it, but nobody else can be. So by default, the only two that are left are these guys. And that's enough that the Yachleiku's of Psak Emes, that's called naming on that belongs to both of them. I, it's Hefker, and they themselves weren't kind it. You're right, they themselves weren't kind it. But nobody else could be kind it either. And since nobody else could be kind it either, that's enough to be called that since they're the only two people in the board. Guess what happens? I have an object that's picked up by two people. Maybe it's Hefker. But nobody else can touch this Hefker. So we give it to them by default. That's called Yechayel Elias Emes. That's not just not corrupt. That's a legitimate reason to give it to them. So Avada, if we would take on that each guy picked it up and we're not going to do it. But we take on that both picked it up. And on the tzad, they both picked it. If one guy picked it up, so the ball game's over. It's his. If one guy picked it up, it's his. But here, both guys picked it up. It's Hefker. So it's not coming to them, it is coming to them, because there's nobody else involved in the picture. And the fact that there's nobody else involved in the picture, azat type of Hefker, that everybody is Mesolik, and it's only Oymit for these two categories, that's called that the din is supposed to be Achloik between the two of them, because the Hefker is Oymit. Hefker, which is Oymit, watch what I'm saying now, the critical punchline. Hefker, which is accessible to everybody. Watch what I'm going to say now. Hefker, which is accessible to everybody. It's not a Yisoid for Yachleiku. Who holds it is? Hefker, which is accessible to everybody. Who holds that it's enough to make Yachleiku? Taisus, Taisa Rosh. That's called I'm not doing an avla. Avla it's not. Aber the Rabban Ran Ritva Rashba holds a hefka, which is like, so there's not enough to repetak. It's not enough to a basis of Yachleiku. It's not enough to be the infrastructure for Yachleiku. Yachleiku requires that it's not hefka for everybody. But if I have a Zah type of hefker that not everyone can get their hands on, is even on the tzad that they both picked it up together and they're not kaina, but it's a reason to give them both of them. Amnam hagam that it's hefker, but there's nobody else in the picture, so it's reasonable to give them each one half. That's niflam moed lamita zotayr. That's a mavel dikar chiddush. That's a mavel dikar. One second, you saw the ram today? Yeah. One second. Azoy state in the Ran, b'shem the Rabban, in the Ritva, b'shem the Rabban, in the Raz, b'shem the Rabban. It's a mavel dikar zach. So the Tosis of Rosh and Tosis held, there's no kasher from Daf Gimel. Daf Gimel doesn't say after them one that belongs to both of them, as long as it's not corrupt. It could be a Tefker. Corrupt, it's not. I'm not taking it from somebody. Rishonim held that there has to be not Stam Hefker, it has to be only them. Because if other people can get hold of it, that's not called half-half. The answer is, other guys can't get hold of it. By the way, what's beautiful about this is, Bazak the Gemara. That's what the Gemara said. Yeah, Maisa Naira. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said that Richtig gets Talinon. Richtig gets Amrinon. They both picked it up together. Ah, it's not enough. That's not enough to give each guy a half. Maybe it's Hefker. Maybe it's Rachas Gabi Karka. Maybe anybody can. No, nobody can take it. Once nobody can take it, by the way, it's a Deichik. Does Ayla realize the noob shot that the Rishonim are saying in the Gemara? The normal shot in the Gemara is Hayyamah Kula Shehu HaKula Shehu. There's no case of Shnayim Shekbiru. Does Ayla chop the noob shot that the Rishonim said in the Gemara? The Gemara is the Kasha said, being arrived from the Resha. And for the Gemara, no, there's no case in the Resha. There's no case. Hayyamah Kula HaKula. According to this, it's a noob shot. But the Gemara meant to say Hayyamah Kula HaKula Shehu is a case in the Resha. The Chalukah Kula Shemes. Just in Chalukah Chayel HaSemes, each guy says Kula Shali, so the rest of the world is cut out of this Hefker. When it's Hefker and the rest of the world is cut out of it, then we can give it to the two guys. So when the Gemara says Zomer Kula Shali, Zomer Kula Shali, says the Chidush Aran, it was a teretz to his Kasha, where did Chalukah Chayel HaSemes go to? The answer is it is Chayel HaSemes, because nobody else is in the picture, even if it's Hefker, because Zomer Kula Shali, Zomer Kula Shali. So Zomer Kula Shali wasn't coming to explain what the case is. Zohar Kulish is coming to explain why even on the tzad that it's Hefker and nobody was great, there's no raya, has that tifa gemara. You want to bring me a raya to Rami Bachama from where? From the fact that the both guys picked it up together and want to be Chalik Yolos Emes. There's no raya, because in that case, it's Hefker and still only these two guys get it, because Zohar Kulish is the reason why the third party can't get it. Now you're in the raya, it's Pachat Vadar. One second. Because there's a chance that it belongs to both of them. There's a chance. The answer is it belongs to. But so then we do Yachleiku because it's a reasonable psak. But it's not chaluk. It's not anymore. The void is there's a legitimate reason why both of them should get it. Lafuki the rest of the world. That's what we're saying. There's a reason to give it to them. One second. Azay shteik beforish or leave me chalishah. Okay, beforish. Word for word. Now we get to stage two. What's shver? So what's shver? So what Shver is, that answers the kasha from where, my Rabbi Zai, Daf Gimel. That explains why it's called Chaluk Yichol HaSemes, even though they don't own the Hef, Niflamoid. But Ben Anas is still Shver. Ben Anas says, how can you go swear Hef? Why what? How can you go swear Hef? You're swearing Hef is mine, that's Sheker. This we didn't answer. If we're looking to explain why it's reasonable that they both got Hef, because there's nobody else in the picture. So it's not just not corrupt, there's nobody else in the picture besides them. I understand. But to go swear that half is yours, it's Hefker. How can you go swear that half is yours? That's a kasha. That we didn't answer yet. We answered why there's a reasonable reason why they should get it, even though it's Hefker, but there's nobody else in the picture. So it's true that the Rabban said that Hefker alone is not enough to make Yachalekur. It has to be a Zah Hefker that nobody else has access to. But that still doesn't explain the ability to go swear. That's not a level. Drops the Ramban a bomb chiddush, nacha chiddush. Says the Ran, but since I was mechadish in part one, that you deserve to get yachleiku in a case where everybody's out of it, that's enough to be called sworn. I deserve to get half, because that's the din. You're not swearing that I got half because I was kind of half. It's hefker. But since the din is in a zah hefker where there's nobody else in the picture, the only two that are left are me, so the richtig appropriate din is to give each guy half because there's nobody else involved. Because maybe they both picked it up together. That's enough to go swear that half is mine. Because the din is that half is mine. Because I'm going to deserve to get half. And since I deserve to get half, I can swear that half is mine. Yeah, nice enough? That's how you state it. I mean, because the psak is based on the fact that each one didn't pick it up alone. Because the psak is based, each guy picked it up together. And when you pick it up together, you give a knockout to everybody else. So min ha-din, you deserve to get it. Maybe you can go swear that half is mine and it's not called a shvur sheker. Azor yishtey, if one guy will pick it up, one guy's vade lying. But if they both picked it up, nobody's lying. And Azor yishtey in the Ramban to enter the second kasha. One second. Effective by Friday, yeah? What do you mean? You're swearing that you get half. You only get half after the din. And that's only when you ought. How can you swear that half is mine and then get half? Allah, the only reason why you're swearing half is yours is because of the din. Says the Ritva, and the shvur of our Mishnah is a shvuras hanaitlin. You don't get it until you swear. So how can you swear before you get it? How could the Ramban answer that you're allowed to go swear that half is mine because you're going to get half? You don't get the half until you swear. We had this Hakira beginning of the Zman, Rabbi Kivager in his first day of Shir in the Mesechta. He cleared a Hakira, is it a Shavuos and Eftar? No, it wasn't Afkamina. What happens if you do swear? Do you get it? So, Ashreinu Matoyev Chalkeinu, what do you say?
It can't be an
Eftar
if it's Hefker.
Why can't it be an Eftar? You're holding it? No, but it's, you're holding on to it. And the guy's an Achiz in it, remember. The guy still has a Befar, he has an Achiz on it. What's the gather of the Shavuos? The gather of the Shavuos are going to give you the Psak is true only after you swear, the Psak is true even if you don't swear. Ashreinu Matoyev Chalkeinu, we found the first Ritva says that if you bought the Shavuos on Neitlin, so you're only going to get the Psak only kicks in after you swear. So you can't go swear now that half is yours because of the Psak, the future Psak, because there was no Psak here until you swear. As I fact, the Ritva on the second test. My Rabbi say, all this is introduction to what I want to speak about today. Yeah. Maybe there are manholes, Shavuos and Eftar. I mean, the psak is not dependent on the shvur. Listen carefully now. Can you open your gemaras, please? In light of all this very, very important critical raid, I want to learn over the Rashi's in the Mishnah, okay? Listen carefully. Ha'komar kula shaliv ana agbatiyah. I'm going to leave off the oilam with two shocking ha'oris. And the cover to a Shredish Adar, I want to hear a good teretz from somebody. You're not listening. You won't want to bring a rabbi for the ratio. Ha'komar kula shaliva anagvatiya. I want to teach you how to learn a Rashi. When I learned the Gemara Poshim Shad for the first time, many, 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 many years ago, I didn't understand the Rashi. I'll explain to you why. The Gemara came along and said, we're looking for a raya that when two people pick up a zach, we say that each one does for the other, could do for the other. So the Gemara says, there's no raya from the ratio. Why is there no raya from the ratio? In the ratio, there's no case. I mean, we'll learn not like the Rishon, right? There's no case. It's not a case. They pick up together, right? It's a tremendous aggravation from the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. How come we should have an aggravation? The Heich Meimer, how should we say, Le'ikne, Le'ize, Ve'le'ize, nobody should be kind to be Yovei, Achri, Yedlenu, and a third guy should take it. Va'le kolecha tayin, ani agvatiya, ve'in kamak bim, etzil ha'veru, u'ma yesh le'el ha'oshev, what does this third guy say? Bishlam ha'ishek and negda, muzik bo, amir lo'ik ba'ata atak, ima ni aval achim, and ashok v'yitan atayu, when I see this Rashi every 5 years, I get a heartache, yeah? What's Rashi talking about? First of all, if I was writing Rashi, and I'm not, I wouldn't have said anything. There's no need for a Rashi. The Gemara is a simple Gemara. The Gemara says, you're trying to make me a Raya, I'm going to be a Metziela Chaver, Kona Chaver, right? There's no Raya. Why is there no Raya? Because the Rashi is talking about a case. Zemer Kulish, Zemer Kulish. Where did they pick it up together? The Rashi is talking about a case where they picked it up together. Zemer Kulish. So what's Rashi want? By the way, the Gemara is self-explanatory. There's nothing that Rashi adds on. The Gemara is a simple Gemara. It doesn't even need Taich words for those who need. Okay? You want to make me a Raya that two people pick up a Talis, they're Kaina? The Rashi is not talking about a case where they both picked it up. Isn't that the Pashab Shan the Gemara, we say? Isn't that the Pashab the reading of the Gemara? There's no case of two people picking it up. Each guy says, I picked it up alone. Where is there a case of two guys picking it up? Rashi says a whole speech. And don't say that nobody's kaina. And a third guy should come. No, a third guy can't come. I don't know about third guy. Nobody's kaina. Lezev, Lezev. Why not Lezev, Lezev, by the way? I don't understand. I'll have a kasha. Zev, Kulishli, Zev, Kulishli. There's no case of picking up together. What do you mean, Lezev, Lezev? Why shouldn't either guy be koina? They picked it up together. There's no case of picking up together in the ratio. That was what the Gemara said. How do you read the Gemara? I want to bring me a raya that two people pick up a talis, they're koina for each other. Where's the raya from the ratio? The ratio is not too many. It's not too many cases we picked it up together. Zev, Mer, Kulishli, Zev, Kulishli. So where's there a case of Shnayim Sheik Biu? So what's Rashi apologizing? And the third guy can't come. What third guy? One third guy. Why would I think that a third guy can't come, by the way? Loise. Beloise. Right? Loise, Beloise, correct? Loise, Beloise. What do you mean, Loise, Beloise? Why should you think a third guy should come, by the way? Zavikulishavikulishavik. Nobody picked it up together. Either he picked it up, he picked it up. One of them is lying. So why should I think a third guy? Why would a third guy come? Because Loizev, Loizev, neither of them. Why is neither of them kind of? Because they both picked it up together. Where's their case picking up together in the Risha? I faint from such a Rashi. So first of all, there's no need for Rashi at all. The Gemara is a simple Gemara. You're looking for a ride that two people pick up a towel, they're kind of. Where from the Risha? The Risha is not talking about a case picked it up together. We don't know that Dafyam you've shot. Zemekulishi, Zemekulishi. Where they picked it up together? Rashi says a whole apology. And the third guy can't come. Why should the third guy come? Because Loizev, Loizev. Why Loizev, Loizev? Either he was kind, he was kind, and nobody picked it up together. What are you talking about? So I have a big Yetzara to learn. Watch what I'm going to ask now. I have a big Yetzara to learn, a mega Yetzara to learn, that Rashi was learning like the Rishonim. Rashi learned that the Raya from the Resha, the Raya from the Resha is not from the fact that Zemer Kli, he knows that. The Raya from the Resha was, what happened to Chalukah HaZemes? What happened to Chalukah HaZemes? You need to have Chalukah HaZemes. It's a Shtekot Torah, I'm saying. Right? I don't see an Eitzel Torah. What bothered Rashi was, what do you mean, like, what happened to Chalukah HaZemes? Where did Chalukah HaZemes go? It must be they both picked it up together. They both picked it up together? So who cares that Merkulishi is Merkulishi? It's Hefker. Nobody was Kaina. Says Rashi, don't say Loizev, Loizev. And a third guy can come. A third guy can't come because I said it's mine, you said it's mine. So copy a third guy, you're out of the picture. Did I learn the Rashi like that? You don't like that? Beautiful. So L'chayra stated in this Rashi, that Rashi was bavorning, I don't have another way of learning the Rashi, L'chayra. Rashi was, what I'm going to ask now, what I'm going to ask. So L'chayra is a Mefurash Rashi. The Rashi in this Rashi was bavorning the kasha of what? The kasha of the girl's emes. How could you say Yachleiku in the ratio? In order to say Yachleiku, it has to be what? The girl's emes. Yeah, it has to be the girl's emes. How could the girl's emes? They both pick it up. Maybe nobody was kinda, what do you keep nobody's kinda? Because a third guy's gonna come and say, think, why should you get it, right? The answer is no, a third guy's out of the picture. Why is he out of the picture? Why is he misolic from the thing? Even on the top, we're not kinda because of the Rishonim, because it's ever Kulishim and Kulishim. I'm prepared to learn Rashi like the Rishonim. The Chayvitz Mefurash Rashi. So now comes the ultimate Kasha. Okay, so what do you want to say the next line? Continue. Zegdi Mazora, Elama Hadik Tani, Zemer Kulashili, Zemer Kulashili, Hasul Amali, El Mishni Yisera. Watch this. What was the right from the Mishni Yisera? Hold on to your seats. What was the right from the Mishni Yisera? Rashi explains, the Mishni Yisera taught me a new reason why I make Yachleiku. What's the new reason why I make Yachleiku? What's the new reason why I make Yachleiku, says Rashi? What's the new reason why I make Yachleiku? You don't make Yachleiku because of Mamoin, Hamuto, Besafik, Chalkin. You make Yachleiku, why? Because we take on, they both picked it up. Okay, and if they both picked it up, why is there a raya? And if they both picked it up, why is there a raya that Tavik Mizil Chayr Kana Chavera? Because if they're not Kaina, then what? If they're not Kaina, then what? Doesn't belong to anybody. It's Hefker, right? So what? Rashi just said the line before that everybody's misolik from this Hefker. Everybody's removed from this Hefker. You hold the Teretz of Yishayim, you don't hold the Teretz of Yishayim. What's the Gemara's next line? What does Mishni Yisera? What's Rashi explain Mishni Yisera means? Mishni Yisera is a new reason why I make Yachleiku. What's the reason why I make Yachleiku? Because we take on, they both picked it up. So what's the Raya? They both picked it up. Nobody's kind, it's Hefker. So what is Hefker? We just finished saying in the line before that nobody from the outside can come along and take it. You hold it that time, you don't hold it that time, and make up your mind. So in the first Rashi, it's before that he holds it the Teretz of Yishayim. That even if nobody was kind and they both picked it up together, but nobody else can touch it. Why? Because they're almost sold it from the Hefker, because the third party can't touch it. So therefore what? It's a Chayli Yisemes. In the next Rashi, where Rashi says that the Mishnah Yisera teaches me a new reason why I make Yachleiku, all of a sudden it became a Raya. Why is it a Raya? Maybe they both picked it up together. But the Maaseh, nobody's kinder. If nobody's kinder, why do you get it? Because Talina, we take on, that the rest of the world can't touch it. Any other Teretz in discussion? Why is this far wrong? How could that be? She wanted to tie in it. The Mishnah says a riot at the Sfarah of the first Rashi is never cooler that he's wrong. So then you didn't have to go say I'm the reason for Yachliku. You could have just said the Mishnah says teach me the Sfarah is wrong. Oh, you're right, I hated you. So why did the Mishnah says saying I'm the reason for Yachliku? Say that the reason is because it's wrong. The Mishnah says teach me the Sfarah is wrong. Whatever you don't do now, because Mama's always looking. Anybody that tells on this Kasha? I motivate the Elam. $100. Anyway, a bucher gives a teretz on the spot now. Hey, you really want to match it so we can raise it to 200 for a bucher? Hirsch is matching 200 for a bucher gives a teretz on the spot. No? No. Missing a more kasha. You hold it this far, you don't hold this far. Rashi in first Rashi knocks out the third guy because the third guy's not in the party, and therefore the yachleku is a good yachleku. In the second Rashi. Things are tight. It's other. Think. Elvin. It's going to improve your cash flow dramatically. By 200%. The Chesed is very simple. In the first Rashi, when the Gemara said Kulushi, was the Gemara's Kasha. Being a Rashi, it was the Gemara's the case, nothing but two aspects of it, so it's Rashi hacking a cup. Chesed Rashi meant the Kasha, that it's Chayali Yosef, it's because both guys picked it up. If it's Chayali Yosef, because both guys picked it up, so Rashi had Shver. How could it be? It's Hefker. So Rashi, this Hefker doesn't bother me, because I push off the rest of the world. What's the next line? I think more Mishnah Yisera. What's the Mishnah Yisera? Says Rashi. I know he's why I make it. Like, what's the reason why I make it? Like, because both guys picked it up. It's Vaita. Say the same thing. What's the riot? Say that. I'll tell the third guy to go fly a kite. Remember, that's all, by default, it only belongs to both of us. The answer is very simple. So what? That's what he means. It's Lezevel. Means that it's Hefker. So what?
Why
is it Lezevel? He says Lezevel. He says nobody should get it. What am I talking about? We ran out of time. The offer is off the table, obviously, shouldn't think. Yeah. And I'm going to say Teretz on this tomorrow. No, tomorrow, over to Shem B'Shal Tov Moslachas, I'm going to make a real psicha to the famous sugya of Rachel Amanek. We're starting another chelik of the Masechta. Famous sugya, Machlekes Kseis B'nei Yeshua, the base of Levi, everything will be on the printout. So, to Shem B'Shal Tov Moslachas. I want to hear Teretz on this monster kasha. What? What else? That's it. That's today. Just a regular day. Nothing. Say one more thing, hold on. Mishenichas Adam Mavim means that everybody is sticking with the Irgun until the end of the month. I just wanted to remind everyone. With Irgun, Simchas Begamatria Irgun.